Republicans hope it works out like this. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. New Fox News power rankings out 3 weeks before Election Day project Republicans could win 232 House seats if the 33 races too close to call or split evenly. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox,
Democrat incumbents are the ones who voted for the American Rescue Plan that brought us inflation. Even Steve Rattner, a Democrat advisor to Obama, calls it the original sin of inflation.
Now, President Biden insists inflation will get worse if the GOP controls Congress. The new rankings also project if Republicans win two of the four Senate races considered toss-ups, they would take the majority in the Senate as well. The president's plan to let millions of Americans wipe out thousands of dollars in student loan debt is up and running at studentaid.gov.
I want to be clear who's going to benefit the most. Working people, the middle class.
His authority to wipe out that debt is being challenged in court. While we're still dealing with COVID, the president has a new biodefense strategy.
To prevent, prepare, and respond to biological incidents, including infectious diseases that cross borders and threaten national security and global stability. The strategy aims to detect pandemics and build on the newly launched Center for Forecasting Outbreak Analytics, an agency modeled after the National Weather Service for infectious outbreaks.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. There's COVID controversy coming out of a Boston University lab. Researchers created a new strain.
They say they added a spike protein from the Omicron variant with the original Wuhan strain to do it. And in testing, it killed 80% of the mice infected with it. And when the mice were only exposed to Omicron, they experienced only minor symptoms.
Fox's Sue Guzman. Some Republicans allege that kind of research might have leaked out of a Chinese lab causing the outbreak. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 375 points. It's gained more than 900 so far this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In the fight against inflation, Democrats have touted a new law they called the Inflation Reduction Act. GOP critics claim it'll actually increase prices because of corporate tax hikes, but Democrats say it will lower health care costs for seniors, capping prescription drug prices, and help lower the cost of insulin.
More than 1.3 million Americans who are diabetic are now delaying insulin dosing, going longer before refilling prescriptions, or are rationing their current supply. That figure is now being published in the Annals of Internal Medicine and is based on federal survey data. The reason most often given is concern over paying for it. Insulin prices are a frequent political topic. More than 30 million Americans are diagnosed as diabetic, with more than 7 million dependent on insulin injections to manage it. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Oh, we're 13 days from Halloween, but a lot of Americans are looking forward to even bigger holidays.
We're in the sweet spot of holiday travel booking. Haley Berg from travel app Hopper tells Fox Business holiday airline prices tend to be very high in the summer as carriers capitalize on consumers wanting to plan far in advance. She says prices dip in the early fall, but now in mid-October, they tend to drop to their lowest price. Fares are still high, though. Hopper data shows a domestic flight over the Thanksgiving holiday is estimated to cost around $274 for a round-trip ticket, up 19% from 2021. For Christmas, domestic airfare is expected to cost $390 round-trip, up 40% from last year. Berg says by next week, fares are expected to increase by $10 to $15 every week. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Somebody in hurricane-battered Florida has a change in fortune. One of the two winning Mega Millions tickets Friday was sold in hard-hit Fort Myers. It's worth half of a $494 million jackpot. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.